relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. Want exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news? Join my cabinet, Gorka's Cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
It's okay, you're not listening to NPR, relax. I know it sounds very serious. We will not be doing some kind of telethon for a tote bag. Relax. Get your mic, Boris. Don't chuck like that, not on mic.
That's fine. I want a tote bag.
Hey, we should get some tote bags, but they'll be different. They'll be camouflage or, no, black with gold letters like Trump Hotel.
And camo inside.
Camo inside, so if you spill your coffee, it doesn't matter.
I just designed it.
You did it. And he is our regular guest. He's Boris Epstein. We call him the Baron. And why are we playing serious, heavy music? Why?
Because today is the anniversary of Sergei Prokofiev's death.
Yes, the passing of Sergei Prokofiev. We have some anniversaries to discuss, and that's a good one because he knew what he was doing. That old Soviet composer there, Sergei, and we have so. I cannot believe in since you've been on the show. Don't forget, we just recorded the next episode, and I just let Boris roll of the Battle for 1600, our new podcast that we just did on a whim, and you guys are loving it. And my gosh, it wasn't enough time, was it? At the end, you said, what?
Was it really 40 minutes?
Yes.
It felt like 10 minutes. Maybe 15. We had so much fun. Right. We're having a blast. We talked about some stories from the campaign.
We did. Some stories I didn't know about the campaign from Trump Tower. And you guys love that stuff. Then we talked about the last 72 hours of insanity on the left. Now we're going to talk about everything that's happened since the last time you were here on our show. I'm going to start with something that I think is the most serious. We'll talk about, delegates and American Samoa and all that in a second. But this is...
American Samoa.
Yeah, that's quite a story.
I think Bloomberg may move there. It may be his state.
Well, didn't he buy it? I mean, when you spend $700 million, didn't you get to keep it? Isn't it like a trinket? Like a party favor?
I don't think so.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
No.
He spent... Does he at least get a flag?
He has a T-shirt. I spent T-shirt. $700 million.
Being there, seeing... The question is, has he even been there? He probably hasn't.
Do you know what the craziest thing is?
No, what?
That not counting campaign, not counting committees, not counting PACs, guess what the highest spending presidential campaign of all time is?
Of all time?
Of all time.
Not Hillary?
No. Just campaign. Oh. Not PACs, not committee.
Tell me.
Mini Mike.
Oh. He was in it for like 4 days.
He was in it to win it for that $700 million, and then he lost it. And now he's tweeting lightsaber memes, which don't even mean anything.
When he's not licking his fingers and putting it all over the coffee
chair. Gross.
Unbelievable, guys. Please, just do one thing. Don't be hysterical. Don't lose it. Just wash your hands. Don't be Mini Mike. Let's just talk about one thing. Oh, for those who didn't catch it yesterday, I want to put this in perspective for you. So the man who has been touted by both the left and right-wing commentators as this credible threat to the president and to the establishment DNC, Mini Mike Bloomberg, with his $64 billion, in a couple of weeks, he spent the same amount of money that Donald Trump spent to become president. Just wrap your head around that for a second.
And that counts PACs. No PACs.
Yes.
Double.
Right.
No, if you don't count PACs, if just campaign and campaign.
Yes.
Because Bloomberg didn't have PAC. Campaign
right.
and campaign.
Right.
The Bloomberg campaign spent about double what we spent in 16 yeah. to win.
It's incredible.
You know what it comes down to?
Having a soul and a character and enthusiasm and authenticity.
Authenticity.
You always use the word authenticity. I said
and
it.
He had none.
I said it when they started, when he first decided. He has the charisma of an old sock, and you can't buy charisma.
Personality of a doorknob.
Oh, my gosh. You can't buy authenticity. All right, enough of Mini Mike. Well, it's going to be funny.
My favorite, I will tell you this, one of my favorite moments in this campaign so far.
Yeah.
Is Elizabeth Warren, who dropped out today, completely disemboweling Bloomberg.
And him just standing there, little Mike, with his eyes.
She just took it. I've never seen anything. I remember the Chris Christie versus Marco Rubio, and that was bad for Rubio.
That was bad.
But that was like single-A baseball, what? And this was the World Series of disemboweling.
Why did he go on that stage? I still don't get it.
I mean... All those, the president tweeted about Tim O'Brien, that brilliant and big-time quotes in bold, size 100 quotes.
Yes.
You know, that brilliant political mind, Tim O'Brien, and the rest of the Bloomberg staff, they have themselves to thank. And then Bloomberg probably thought he could do better.
Well, look, but when you personally, the candidate, don't actually appear in your own campaign ads... Because you're such a liability, don't go on stage. Just keep spending money on campaign ads because you realize that you just can't do it. All right, enough of Mini Mike. Let's talk about something actually important
right.
and something disturbing. So we have a system. We have a republic. We have the greatest nation on God's earth. We have founding principles from our founding fathers. We have a Declaration of Independence, we have a Constitution, we have separation of powers, and we have two houses, not three houses, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. We have two houses. We have...
What's the third? What do you think the third was?
Her bar in the Bronx. I don't know.
What's the third?
The Super Senate. I don't know.
You know?
The Hall of Justice. I don't know. You know, right. Where the superheroes hang out.
Right.
I don't know.
Oh, one of those old communist buildings in Moscow. Maybe she thought it was that.
With the power sculpture.
The Kremlin. Maybe she thought it was the Kremlin is the third house.
Of course. Red Square. Of course. Behave, Baron. We have a lower house, the House of Representatives. It is powerful in one thing, expressly, purse strings. They control the money. So a lot of people, hundreds and hundreds, but... You know, as an institution, it's powerful. Although Nancy thinks she's like the deputy president. No, Nancy, you're just the speaker. And then we have the Senate. Sounds very serious, like the Roman Senate.
Very Roman.
Yes, 100 men and women. You know, that okay, I won't say anything about egos in the Senate. Anyway, and the Republicans control the Senate, which is...
Right. A good thing.
It's a good thing, especially after the insanity of impeachment. And there's a minority leader who happens to be called Charles Schumer. How we get to be... A senator is called Chuck. I will never understand.
Crying Chuck? You don't Crying Chuck?
Sorry. Crying Chuck Schumer.
We have to call him Crying Chuck.
Well, now we can call him ranting and raving and violence-endorsing Chuck. Because yesterday at a... we have so much audio to share with you. This was from a demonstration at the Supreme Court where the left was screaming, literally screaming, because Louisiana legislation is being examined in the Supreme Court and is being attacked by the Democrats because the legislation requires that those who provide abortions should have access to hospitals. As if, you know, you shouldn't be doing it in a dumpster in an alley. You should actually have some health care available if something goes wrong. And they want to stop that. That's preventing reproductive rights. And in the middle of this insanity... Sorry.
Part of the insanity is that we call it reproductive rights.
Oh, no. No. I'm using their language.
I know you are. No, I know you.
It's murder, as far as I'm concerned. Anyway.
It's... Just call what it is. It is abortion.
It's aborting a life.
It is abortion. It's not... you know, reproductive rights. It's not a, you know, woman's
choice.
It's not woman, you know, female independence. It's abortion. Right. Just call it what it is.
And during this.
And I'm talking to the left. The left should just be honest and call it what it is.
And during this insane screaming match, the minority leader of the American Senate said the following.
And they're taking away fundamental rights. I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions.
You will pay the price, and you won't know what hit you, Boris.
Sounds like crying Chuck needs a tote bag.
I'm not giving him one.
No, he's never going to get one. Maybe if he resigns.
Yes, maybe.
This goes again to the lunacy of the left.
But this is an old dude who's part of the establishment. He should know better.
He doesn't know that. He's pandering. And it goes back to the fact that Democrats don't have any coherent views, don't have any coherent agenda, and they're just lurching to the far
left. But that's one thing. This is surrendering to the mob, Boris.
And that's what he's
This is the mob.
Well, they did that. That's what Nancy Pelosi did over the impeachment.
Hang on. Before that, Kavanaugh.
Right. This is the mob controls the left. And don't forget, the clip after that, the woman who came on after crying Chuck.
We have it.
Let's hear it for abortion. Let's hear it for trans abortion.
I'm celebrating my abortions. They have lost their ever-loving minds.
What happened to Bill Clinton? Was it safe? Rare.
Right. And legal.
And legal.
I'm Sebastian Gorka. He's the Baron. Follow him right now. Boris EP. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Don't touch that dial.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Do you take it for granted that when you open the faucet, clean water comes out? It's easy to do, isn't it? Super easy. Do you know what happens in rural Guatemala? Most isolated communities actually have to store rainwater in rusty 55-gallon barrels. Less than half of the children in Guatemala have access to clean, safe water. Listen for a moment to Food for the Poor's Paul Jacobs.
What do you see? You see all kinds of things moving around in there. All kinds of things moving around and little particles, bugs. But what is most dangerous is the things you don't see. The things that when she boils the water for her children, it's not going to get it clean enough. It's not going to ever be healthy enough for them to drink. And why it's so important that we help these families get water for life.
Let's do that now. We are blessed here in this nation. What a 3.5 years it's been. Let's help those who are less fortunate than us, especially in this Lenten Easter season. I want to call today $1,000 Thursday. Will you support me and Food for the Poor? If you go to my website, you can make a donation tax deductible for any amount to help the starving children and to provide them clean drinking water. Just one figure, $80. $80 is an example. If you donate $80, you will provide food and clean water for a hungry child for a whole year. You can be a missionary right now with just a few clicks of your mouse. Go to my website, sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, and click on the Starving Families banner. Or call Food for the Poor on 855-330-HOPE. That's 855-330-4673, or just go to sebgorka.com. Any amount makes a difference, and you are literally helping starving children who don't have access to clean water. I thank you, and the children will thank you. sebgorka.com. $1,000 Thursday. We are back with our friend Boris Epstein. He is on the advisory committee of the Trump 2020 campaign. And we have so much to cover in such little time here. Last 72 hours, what's happened on the left and what does it mean? Has the establishment, has the swamp truly coalesced around this figure who's been in politics for 40 years? And is it going to be smooth sailing for Sleepy Joe until the convention?
Not necessarily smooth yet. There are still debates. The next debate is on March 15th in Arizona. There are still big elections to be had, including in Arizona, including in Michigan. There are still big contests. And keep in mind that by last count, Bernie Sanders is only up about 60 delegates.
Yes, not a lot.
You need 1,991 delegates to win. So, and it...
You mean Biden?
Sorry, Biden is up by about 60.
Right.
You need 1,991 to win.
So it's not over.
It's not over yet. There are a lot of contests yet. And there's a reason why Joe Biden went from being the prohibitive frontrunner to being down in the dumps after a lot of debates and after terrible showings in Iowa and New Hampshire. What's the reason? He's a historically terrible candidate.
So this is, they say in Hollywood, in media, there's the Q factor.
Right.
That unknown quantity, you know, the charisma, the energy, the spark that somebody has.
Spark, I like that spark.
Spark. There's nothing with Biden. I mean, he gets angry sometimes, and then he sees eyes narrow.
Screams.
He's got old man kind of grumpy. But it's so clear he doesn't want to be there. And in an age of celebrity, in an age of larger-than-life figures like our old boss, the president, don't you have to have the Q factor, Boris?
You have to want it. You have to have the Q factor, the spark. You have to be somebody who people could relate to. And it has to be real. You have to be able to have one word. I always talk about it. It's authenticity.
Right.
You have to have it. And I hate to bring up this example.
And I hate Bernie. I mean, I think he's a Bolshevik. But he's got authenticity.
He's got authenticity and he's got a movement. Not as big as Donald Trump's movement. And authenticity is not the same as Donald Trump's authenticity.
Right.
Because Bernie has been shown to be a hypocrite, right? He's used to rail against millionaires, billionaires. Now it's just billionaires
because he's a billionaire.
if somehow $1 billion dropped on his house, he'd probably start, you know,
trillionaires, right?
Or tens of billionaires. Joe Biden's problem is this, and I hate to bring up this example, but it's true. When Pete Buttigieg, who was probably the least qualified person to ever run for the presidency as a serious candidate.
You mean South Bend mayor? Shouldn't have the nuclear football? Boris.
Failed mayor of South
Bend. Boris.
What am I saying? When Mayor Pete Buttigieg dropped out and he endorsed Joe Biden, of course, Biden said, I have never done this, but Mayor Pete reminds me of my son, Bo. God rest his soul, Bo passed away. On Twitter, 15, 20 minutes later, half hour later, there was an article, front page that somebody tweeted, of Joe Biden saying about Connor Lamb a couple years ago.
The same thing.
Same thing. He reminds me of my son, Bob.
That's embarrassing.
And it just, it speaks to this.
It's cynicism.
It speaks to an attempt to be emotionally real.
But it's also whorish.
To use a tragedy.
But also it's whorish. It's like, I'll do whatever it takes.
It's his tragedy. And no, God bless.
But to use it again and again and again.
And to say I've never done it, but to have done it in the past, to have done it in 18 when he was helping Conor Lamb get elected.
I had no idea.
It's disappointing that somebody who's been around for so long would do that. But just looking at Biden overall, looking at the whole Biden portfolio, he's a terrible candidate. He was a bad candidate in 88.
Right.
It was shocking to me that, and I tweeted this, on Tuesday during his speech where he confused his wife for his sister.
And his sister for his wife.
And he confused them both.
A bit of Ilhan Omar then.
Where am I? Yeah. And I was like, wow, maybe I endorsed the wrong. Ilhan Omar thought she endorsed the wrong guy.
Marry my husband. Could be cool now. Marry my brother. Could be cool now.
I should endorse Biden. You know, anyways, that's what she was thinking. During that speech, she starts quoting, you know, British poets. Joe, listen to me now. If you're quoting anybody, just don't quote the Brits because that literally derailed your first campaign when you plagiarized British politicians.
How he is actually running for president when he had to cancel his candidacy because he was caught red-handed lifting whole paragraphs from a failed, irrelevant Labour candidate in the UK. I mean, literally, I was in the coal mines and blah, and you know, removing the word Wales and putting Scranton in, and the rest is exactly the same. And he's running again, blows my mind. Anyway, what also blows my mind is that we're already finished. It's ridiculous. How did that happen?
Just like that.
You want more, you go and you subscribe to our new podcast, Episode 5.
That's right.
The Battle for 1600 with me and Boris. Go right now, listen to it, spread the word, review it, and give us a gold star.
God bless.
Give us a like. In the meantime, we're going to try and get Boris to come with us on our Stand With yes. Israel 2020 tour. So excited, the trip of a lifetime. And I'm going to go, and Mike Lindell's going to go. And if you book now, the first 20 people are going to get a special event with me and Mike Lindell. And we may smuggle Morrison as well. Go to Sedgwick.
I don't have to go in the stowage, do I?
No.
Okay,
good. We'll be nicer than that. Because you're Boris. You're the Baron. We're going to visit 40 sites of historical importance. We're going to go to Jerusalem, Tel Aviv, the Sea of Galilee. It's going to be the trip of a lifetime. Go right now. December 2nd, December 11th, sebgorka.com, SEBGORKA.com, and click on the Stand With Israel 2020 tour. Come join us. It'll be great. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
The quest for the MAGA truth is not archaeology. It's a race against evil. If it is discovered by the Democrats, the armies of darkness will march all over the face of the earth. Do you understand?
We understand, Professor Jones. Yes, indeed. That's why we're here. That's why America First exists. Pushing back on the insanity, fighting the culture war. That's what we are in right now. And I'm your host, Sebastian Gorka, who will be traveling to the Holy Land this December for the Stand With Israel 2020 tour with my special friend, also one of our guest hosts, Mike Lindell of MyPillow fame. We're going to be visiting 440 sites of historic, cultural, and faith significance. We're going to visit the ancient city of Jerusalem, the modern city of Tel Aviv, visit the Sea of Galilee, and so much more. It's not about stuff you accumulate. It's about memories. It's about experiences. Come for the trip of a lifetime to the Holy Land with me this December 2nd to 11th. Go to sebgorka.com to book right now. That's SEBGORKA.com. That's sebgorka.com. Click on the Stand With Israel 2020 banner. The first 20 people get to go to a special event with me and Mike Lindell. That's SEBGORKA.com, sebgorka.com, Stand With Israel 2020 banner. We have some very, very patient people who've been waiting on the line. The call board is fully booked. Let's go to line 2. Beth in New York, who's been waiting for 43 minutes. God bless you, Beth.
It's a pleasure. I tried to contact my senator from New York State, Chuck Schumer, today.
Oh, my gosh.
So I called the Washington, D.C. office, and you could not get through. So
that's a good sign. That's a very good sign.
Well, they probably just have the phone off the hook.
They're not allowed to do that. The interns are not. They get in big trouble if they do that, Beth. Trust me.
Oh, okay. But I did get through to somebody in the Syracuse, New York office, which is the area that I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
And I expressed my not only disgust, but horrification.
I like that. Horrification.
Of what he had done yesterday, that he didn't represent me, certainly, and he was, he needs to resign, because if he doesn't resign, then he just represents what he thinks the people of upstate New York are agreeing with, and they don't.
Right.
It's all of New York City that basically votes in people.
Yes.
But then I went on to say
And that's why they want to get rid of the Electoral College, by the way, Beth.
Of course, but I then explained to the person on the other end of the phone that my ancestor, my great-grandfather and great-great-grandfather were New York State senators. And they are rolling in their graves, which is in our family cemetery. And so I said,
you have a family cemetery? That's a bit fancy, Beth.
Well, because our family helped settle New York State.
Wow. So, what was the response? What was the response from the Syracuse office?
The response was great. I said, first of all, I said, you know, thank you for listening to me. And she said, I'll pass it along, and hung up. So, I mean, it doesn't surprise me, but, you know, that is my constitutional duty.
Yes.
To represent what the feelings of people that are supposedly represented by a person like this.
No, and it's, look, can I be very clear? You know, it is super important that you did that, really important. I don't have experience with local constituent offices. I am only familiar with the swamp and with GOP offices in my district that were pathetic in 2016. But what you did is super important. It is your constitutional right, your constitutional duty. And I'll just say this right now. Good sign that you couldn't get through to his congressional offices because they're not off the hook. They can't do that. And it is very important to call them, express your sense of outrage. But even more important, and this is so, I said this to the guy I chatted to at the post office today, phone calls are good. Emails are even better. The best thing in the world, Beth, is an old school letter. They have an algorithm. They have a mathematical chart. And a real letter to your senator or congressman is worth more than 200 phone calls because they think that's how dedicated you are to the issue, that you actually got out of pen and paper. So keep doing what you do. That was superb. Beth, are you a first-time caller?
Yeah, I am.
Can I give you a signed copy of my book, The War for America's Soul?
I would love that. I have to tell you, I have quoted something you said a long time ago after you had been on some, I think it was a British talk show.
Yes.
And somebody had said, oh, walls are
racist or whatever.
Racist or something. And you said, oh, do you live in a tent?
Right.
I have used that over and over, and it stops people.
I got to repost that one. That was a good one. Thank you for reminding me. Beth, stay on the line. You'll get a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. And everybody else, John, Angela, Ezio, and Tony, don't go anywhere. I'm Sebastian Gorka, taking your calls here on America First on the Salem Radio Network. But right now, the message is a message of health. I'm recuperating from my knee surgery, and it's all the more important to be at the top of my game, which means 6 little capsules from Dr. Douglas Howard's incredible product. 3 little green ones for vegetables, 3 red ones for fruit. And when I do that before the show every day, it is 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables that I'm taking. It is health in your hand. And if you use my name, you'll get 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Balanceofnature.com. Special code GORKA. Back with your calls here on America First with me, Sebastian Gorka.
The ReliefFactor.com studios. This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
We are back. The call board is full. Who's been waiting the longest? 59 minutes. That's inexcusable. Tony, San Antonio, line 5. Welcome, Tony.
Professor, how are you, sir? Pleasure to talk to you. It's an honor.
Have you called before, Tony?
Never in my life, sir.
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. First-time callers, we love it. What brings you to our sunny shores today?
Well, I was just thinking about South Carolina the other day, and I remember the last time Joe Biden was even mentioned with South Carolina was when he was denied Holy Communion. I don't know if you remember that.
I remember it well. And anybody who's pro-abortion, dude, you do not get to commune with our Lord. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Anyway, being here in San Antonio, I've noticed that...
Say that again.
In San Antonio?
San Antonio. I like the San Antonio. From now on, I will call it, if I may, San Antonio. I love that. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. The bishops especially, I mean, we Roman Catholics have, for once, there's 70 million of us, have a pro-life, unapologetically pro-life president and a Roman Catholic first lady in the White House.
Isn't it great? Isn't it great?
It's awesome.
The thing that's shocking, and I'm sorry I keep interrupting you, Tony, and please don't hold it against me, but I love the Gipper. But this president, President Trump, is more pro-life than even Ronald Reagan. How incredible is that?
Something else.
It is. Sorry, I'm not going to say anything. It's all yours, Tony. Go away in San Antonio.
No, I just wanted to ask you a question, sir, because I wanted to know your response. The bishops along the border, especially in New Mexico, anytime the president does anything regarding immigration comes out, they're quick to jump on him for any and every little thing. And, you know, us traditional Roman Catholics who go to the novenas, go to the rosaries, you know, the little ladies in the church pews, whenever there's something good pro-life, not a whimper from the episcopacy. And I'm wondering, why do you think that is, or how is this going to play out in the election? Because Biden is unapologetically pro-abortion. So I'm just wondering, you as a fellow Roman Catholic in the political side, how is this going to play out, you think?
Nice use of the word episcopacy. How's it going to play out? I don't know. There are serious issues with the Catholic Bishops' Conference in the United States. And let's open the aperture. Let's go beyond the Catholic faith. Let's talk about another issue. How about this one? Because, you know, this is something. If you want to argue where life starts, science is on our side. Oh, you've just lost it. But how about this? How many churches that call themselves Christian, Tony, in the last 19 years, how many churches in 1 year have had their pastor, their priest, whatever they have, held a speech, given a lesson on the plight of our Christian brothers and sisters in the Middle East? I mean, this is an outrage. The oldest Christian community in the world is the Middle Eastern and North African. Egypt was a Christian nation. And those populations have been devastated since 9/11 by the likes of Al-Qaeda and ISIS and the other jihadist groups. And one of the richest Christian communities in the world, the American community, has done practically nothing. So we can argue about pro-life issues, but the fact that, you know, the bishops of all faiths have so failed our Christian brothers and sisters is an outrage. When it comes to pro-life, when it comes to the border, I'm not making excuses, Tony, but we got to remember, these are all men, and they're fallen. Man is fallen. We are under the guy. I'm a good, loyal Catholic, but we've got to understand the Holy Father was socialized under, you know, liberation theology. He's from Latin America. He has a certain environment that he can't divest himself of. So things have changed. This isn't John Paul II. This isn't St. John Paul. This isn't Ratzinger. This isn't Benedict. This is a very different Holy See right now. So in the meantime, you know what, Tony? Here's my answer to you, Tony. It's up to us. It's up to us to speak the truth. Tony, I love that you called today. Keep raising these issues. I want to give you a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. Will you stay on the line?
Absolutely.
All right.
God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you. I love it, San Antonio. Let's stay on the issue. Is it Ezio in Ohio, line 4, Ezio?
Yes, it's Ezio.
Ezio. Is that Italian?
Yes, it's short for Ignatius or Ignazio, the same way Bob is short for Robert.
Ignazio. Love it.
Yes.
All right. You're on the same topic, right, Ezio?
Yes. If I may quickly get off topic, another what I call a lie recently by Joe Biden when he was arguing with that Iraq-Afghan war vet about deaths.
Yes.
He lied by implication that his son, who also died in Iraq-Afghanistan. I thought that was ridiculous.
He did? I'll have to check on that. What brings you to the show?
Exactly.
What brings you to the show today?
The way that the left is constantly moving or redefining abortion or whatever the case may be, or in particular, as you referred a few minutes ago, abortion was originally supposed to be rare and just when needed. Then it became on demand. Then it turned into basically infanticide.
Hang on. And before it became infanticide under the Butcher of Richmond, Ralph Northam, it became the most perverse form imaginable, a form of contraception. I mean, insanity. That killing the baby is a form of contraception. It's totally illogical and evil.
It's not even called abortion anymore.
No.
It's reproductive rights.
No.
And
you've got 30 seconds. What's your question or what's your point?
Just last week, when it was either the U.S. Senate or the one of the states tabled a bill protecting a born baby from an abortion, it was referred to online or in a news article as a delivered fetus.
Are you serious?
No longer even a baby. I'm totally serious.
A delivered fetus? You're not joking.
No. I saw it on the news.
All right. I got to check that. Eric, find that delivered fetus phrase in connection to legislation. I need to see that because Ezio has found something that even I have not seen, and I need to check it out. Ezio, you're a first-time caller?
Yes, I am, sir.
All right. You get a signed copy as well. Will you stay on the line?
I thank you very much.
Yes, God bless you. See, the best callers, I'm sorry, smartest, best questions, most up-to-date, they're just part of the team. They are part of the America First team. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Back to your calls in a moment. But first, a little message from the wonderful Pete and Seth Talbot of Relief Factor fame. They have a real important question for you. Do you realize what's around the corner? And it's hard to believe. Summertime. We love the summer, don't we? I'm a winter person. But if you like the summer, outdoor activities. Are you ready? Are your knees ready? Are your ankles? Is your back? If not, do what I do. I've had my knee surgery, and I'm on Relief Factor, triple dose, and it is remarkable. I'm off my pain meds. Why? Because this stuff works. Find out if it could work for you by going to ReliefFactor.com right now. ReliefFactor.com. 3-week quick starter pack is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. You deserve to find out if it can work for you like it works for me. Come on, liberate yourself for less than a dollar a day. You know it's worth it. As the president says, what have you got to lose?
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
Let's go. You guys are so wanting to sound off today. Let's go to Angela, Pennsylvania, line 3. Angela, welcome.
Hi, Dr. Gorka.
Hey.
Wonderful to talk to you.
Thank you for calling.
So I'm calling because you were talking about with your guest how Joe Biden has said that a couple of different people remind him of his son.
Yes.
And I just wanted to say that I feel like that's a really cheap shot, and it lowers the intellectual capacity of your show that I tune into every day to hear. And as a parent who has lost a child, I know what it is like to have reminders of your kids seen in various people. And I just feel like that's just a really cheap shot to take at Biden.
You know what the problem is? That's not what we said, Angela. We said okay. That he cheapens what he said by saying that you're the only person I've ever said this of. Don't you think that's wrong? Because he lied.
That would be wrong, yes.
Well, that's what we caught him doing. He said about Pete Buttigieg. He said it, Pete Buttigieg, this is the only person I've ever said it of, and you remind me of your son. Well, that's a lie, Joe Biden, because you did it about another politician 2 years ago. Isn't that wrong, Angela?
That part is wrong. Yes.
Thank you.
To say that it's the only time.
All right. I appreciate your call, but you got to listen. You got to listen because we don't do things like that. Let's go to Sylvia. Let's stay with the ladies. Louisville, line 4. Welcome, Sylvia.
Hello, Dr. Gorka.
Hey, you sound energetic. Hi. Are you ready for the weekend?
I'm ready for the weekend, and the weather is beautiful, and the daffodils are blooming. How can
Lovely.
Someone be in a bad mood?
Cherry blossoms.
However,
go ahead.
I do want to comment very quickly about the lady who called from upstate New York. I called my senators today,
Good.
Both Republican, to tell them that Chuckie Schumer, little Chuckie Schumer, should resign because U.S. senators are role models, and he made a very violent, inciting comment in a mob-like environment, and he should be accountable for that.
I think that's such a fabulous way of putting it. Really, irrespective of party, they should be role models. Really, think what it means. There's only 100 of them. A senator should be a role model. And you're right. They gave in to the mob. He sounded like a baying member of the mob. Did you get any response from making the calls?
Just they took my message and they'll pass it on. Right. I mean, but the other thing is this morning then when he realized he wasn't off the hook, he said, well, I grew up in the Bronx. We have a president who grew up in Queens. I have lived in New York City.
Right.
And he has been hounding that president for ever since he announced for his candidacy.
He has. So, you're absolutely right. There's no excuse. It's just wrong. And hopefully there'll be consequences for him in the Senate. Thank you, Sylvia. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Back with the one and only Andrew Clavin.